This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Gurik Nagra. First name is Gurik, G-U-R-I-K-K-K-K. Last name is Nagra, N-A-G-R-A, Nagra. Date of birth 8/13/2019. This letter is being written to Dr. Yaman Ali Javid. First name is Yaman Ali, Y-A-M-I-N-A-L-I. Last name is Javid, J-A-V-I-D, Javid. Address 200 Jose Figueres Avenue, Suite 320, San Jose, California, 95116. Telephone number 408-251-6748. Fax number 408-359-4899. Dear Dr. Yamin Ali Javid, Y-A-M-I-N-A-L-I, last name Javid, J-A-V-I-D, Javid. Dear Dr. Yamin Ali Javid, thank you for asking me to see this three-year-old child in allergy consultation, period. His history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Gurik, G-U-R-I-K-K-K, has been having ongoing problem with itchy skin and scaly rashes with thickening of skin pretty much involving his wrists, elbows, and parts of chest and abdominal wall, period. Skin around and his face is somewhat dry and scaly, period. He has been diagnosed with eczema and dry skin, and family uses some ointments and cream with some benefit, period. There is a question of possible allergies, and family wants to make sure that wants to make sure about what foods can be can be given to him without any significant problems, period. Basically this child has been eating just about every food that one would expect a two-year-old, one would expect a three-year-old to eat, and he has never had any reactions, period. His diet is pretty much unrestricted, period. However, family has restricted wheat, milk, nuts, and eggs because of positive allergic reactions in his RAS blood testing, period. Clinically, I do not believe he has any significant allergies, period. RAS testing revealed some reactions to dust mites, some reactions to milk. Please underline that. RAS testing revealed significant reaction to milk, eggs, and some other foods, period. His total serum IgE is 361, which is mildly elevated, period. There is no history of any asthma, period. He does have a nasal congestion and stuffiness pretty much year-round, possibly suggestive of mild allergic rhinitis, period. I discussed with family in examination revealed a very pleasant child who had a mild eczema, mild to moderate eczema rash involving his extremities and abdominal wall, period. I discussed with family in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. Family was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. New paragraph. Component skin testing revealed a mild reaction to eggs and a very small reaction to milk, period. He also has mild anemia, possibly due to iron deficiency, period. New paragraph. Skin testing revealed very small mild reaction to mild reaction to eggs, but no other clinically significant reactions to any food were identified. Period. My gut feeling is that he has mild allergy to uncooked eggs, but otherwise he does not have any significant allergy to any foods. Period. My final diagnosis: number one, mild to moderate eczema; number two, history of minor allergic rhinitis; number three, no history of any anaphylaxis; number four, iron deficiency anemia. My treatment plan: number one, avoid eggs in uncooked form; and number two, otherwise his diet could be pretty much unrestricted, but I would make sure that family is aware of possible reactions that might occur. Number three, Kenalog ointment for arms and legs. Number four, hydrocortisone ointment for face. I also recommended Feosol 1 spoon with juice for 6 to 12 months period. I've asked the family to see you for ongoing follow-up and general well care. Please do give me a call if you have any questions, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With the warmest regards, end of dictation on patient Gurik Nagra. Thank you.